ジャパニーズポッド101でございます。
おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
ナオミです。
Peter here. Beginner Series Season 4 Lesson 21. Who are you being compared to?Hi, and welcome back to JapanesePod101.com. I'm joined in the studio by...
Konnichiwa, Naomi desu.
Now, Naomi-sensei, in the previous lesson, Miyu's mother, Kiri, they had their house broken into and she was injured. She was taken to the hospital by an ambulance. Now, the focus of this lesson is...
Comparative sentences.
The conversation takes place at...
病院, Narita 病院.
Narita Hospital. Conversation is between...
山川先生と天童 Kiri-san.
Dr. Yamakawa and Miyu's mother, Kiri. Now, they know each other, correct?
Right.
So will they be speaking informal or formal Japanese?
Formal Japanese, because their relationship is not that close.
Okay. Now, before we listen to today's lesson, if you don't already have one,
stop by JapanesePod101.com
and sign up for your free lifetime account.
You can sign up in less than 30 seconds.
Sign up once and have the account forever. Okay, let's have a listen to today's conversation.
こんにちは、天童さん。今日は昨日より元気そうですね。気分はどうですか？
はあ、山川先生、おかげさまで。昨日よりいいです。でも、ピラニアと犬が心配です。
はっはっはっはっは。旦那さんよりペットの方が心配ですか？
ペットは雷蔵さんより可愛いですから。
まあそうですね。はっはっはっは。天童さん、来週退院してもいいですよ。
本当ですか？ありがとうございます。あ、息子さんはどうですか？
おかげさまで前より元気ですよ。いやー、情けない。
もう一度お願いします。今度はゆっくりお願いします。
こんにちは、天童さん。今日は昨日より元気そうですね。気分はどうですか？
あ、山川先生。おかげさまで。昨日よりいいです。でも、ピラニアと犬が心配です。
はっはっは。旦那さんよりペットの方が心配ですか？
ふふふ。ペットは雷蔵さんよりかわいいですから。
ま、そうですね。天童さん、来週退院してもいいですよ。
本当ですか？ありがとうございます。あ、息子さんはどうですか？
おかげさまで前より元気ですよ。いやあ、情けない。
今度は英語が入ります。
こんにちは、天童さん。今日は昨日より元気そうですね。気分はどうですか？
Hello, Mrs. Tendo. You look better than you did yesterday. How do you feel?
はあ、山川先生。おかげさまで。昨日よりいいです。でも、ピラニアと犬が心配です。
Ah, Dr. Yamakawa, thanks to you, I feel better than I did yesterday. But I'm worried about my piranhas and my dog.
Ha, 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 ha.
旦那さんよりペットの方が心配ですか?
You worry more about your pets than your husband.
ペットは雷蔵さんより可愛いですから。
Well, the pets are cuter than Raizo-san.
まあ、そうですね。
はっはっはっは。
天童さん、来週、退院してもいいですよ。
Well, you have a point, Mrs. Tendo. You'll be released next week.
本当ですか?ありがとうございます。あ、息子さんはどうですか?
Really? Thank you. Oh, how's your son?
おかげさまで前より元気ですよ。いやー、情けない。
Thanks to you, he's doing better than before. He is pathetic.
Do you remember who Mr. Yamakawa is?
He was the doctor, right?
はい、そうです。
Which doctor? The son? Or the dad's friend?
The son is not a doctor.
So this is the dad's friend?
はい、そうです。
Two hatched a plan together.So, Naomi-sensei, I'm a little confused. Is this the same day?
No. It's maybe like a week after or so.
Okay, we probably should have specified that.
そうか。
Now it makes a little more sense. Because Kitty asks,
息子さんはどうですか?
How's your son doing? And Mr. Yamakawa said?
前より元気ですよ。
So, he's better than before.
Yeah, so it means something had happened to Yukio.
And at the end he says,
情けない。What a pity.
Yeah, what a pity.Is pretty good translation. 情けない。
情けない。何が起きたんでしょうね? I wonder what happened.
Yeah, I don't know, but I think we're getting closer and closer to finding out what happens. Okay, what we're going to do here is take a look at the vocab. First word.
気分
Feeling.
気分気分
Next.
おかげさまで
Thanks to.
おかげさまで、おかげさまで。
Next.
旦那。
Husband.
だ、ん、な、旦那。
Next.
退院。
Leaving the hospital.
た、ん、い、ん、退院。
Next.
情けない。
Shameful, pathetic.
な、さ、け、ない。情けない。
Let's have a closer look at the usage for some of the words and phrases from this lesson. Naomi-sensei, what do we have first?
退院
Now, this is a noun and means leaving the hospital. The opposite is?
入院
Hospitalization. Here, I think it's very, very important for you to see the characters. Seeing the characters will help make this word stick, I think, a lot better because it's very logical. Naomi-sensei, we have the nouns here, but how do we make them into verbs?
It's easy. Just put する or をする
So, to be discharged from a hospital is?
退院する
To be hospitalized is?
入院する。
Now, in today's dialogue we had...
来週、退院してもいいですよ。
You can leave the hospital next week. Now, remember the usage of て、
もいい。
Which means you may or you can do something. Which we covered in lesson 15 of this series. Now, what's the next phrase we want to look at?
おかげさまで。That's your favorite phrase, right?
I use this all the time. How are you? Oh!おかげさまで。Thanks to you, I'm good.、
How's your business?
おかげさまで。The first part, おかげ means?
Support or help.
From somebody. The phrase, おかげさまで is used to express one's general gratitude towards a listener or people around the speaker.
例えば、for example, ピーターさん、元気ですか?
おかげさまで、元気です。So, how are you doing? Thanks to you, I'm doing well.
Yeah, you can switch the order too. 元気です。おかげさまで。That's okay too.
And you can also kind of use it like in a sarcastic way.
おかげさまで。
おかげさまで。So,
そうですね。おかげさまで忙しいです、ピーターさん。
まあ、こちらこそおかげさまで忙しいです。So, thanks to you not doing your work, I'm busy too. This is better. Naomi-sensei のお休みのおかげで私も忙しいです。
You're blaming my taking holidays?
Yeah, I wanted to blame your overall effort, but anyway, moving on. Let's take a look at the grammar point for this lesson. Naomi-sensei, what are we looking at today?
Comparative sentences.
So, as we discussed in the previous lesson, comparative sentences are used to compare two quantities or qualities. Now, we covered question and answer sentences in the previous lesson. In this lesson, we're going to do comparative affirmative sentences. Now, comparative affirmative sentences, basically, in English, you can think of them as more than. And the reason I chose those words, more than, you'll see in just a minute. Okay, Naomi-sensei, what do we have in the dialogue?
Petto wa Raizo-san yori kawaii desu.
Pets are cuter than Raizo.
What kind of sentence is this?
Very subjective. Very objective. Okay, X or something yori means more than, or X compared with.
Raizo-san yori.
Then Raizo.
Kino yori.
Then yesterday.
Basu yori.
Then the bus. Now, in Japanese, there aren't comparatives. So in English, for example, big becomes bigger.
Mm-hmm.
But in Japanese, that's not the case.
It stays the same.
The placement of the particle yori is the basis for comparative sentences. Now, for affirmative sentences, the subject is established with the particle wa.
Petto wa.
Pets. Then you add the comparing object followed by
yori.
Then.
Raizo-san yori.
So literally to this point we have pets, Raizo, then.
And add adjective. Kawaii desu.
Cute. Pets, Raizo, then. Cute. Pets are cuter than Raizo. Can we have another example?
I think Osaka is the second smallest prefecture in Japan. So Osaka wa Tokyo yori chiisai desu.
Osaka is smaller than Tokyo. Let's go through the sentence one more time. First we have
Osaka wa
Osaka
Tokyo yori
Tokyo, then
chiisai desu.
Small. Osaka, Tokyo, then small. Osaka is smaller than Tokyo.
Yeah, but Osaka is livelier than Tokyo, right? So Osaka wa Tokyo yori nigiyaka desu.
Osaka is livelier than Tokyo. So, Naomi-sensei, you have a little test for us?
Hi. I'm going to start the sentence, so please finish the sentence by adding appropriate adjective plus desu. Katakana wa kanji yori.
難しいです。
ねえ、ピーターは言うよね。Yeah, that's what you always say.
Katakana is more difficult than kanji.
じゃあ、ピーターはナオミより
頭がいいです。
Are you following the script?
No.
I put 背が高いです。
Oh, yeah, yeah. So, Peter is smarter than Naomi.
No.
And 背が高いです。And taller than Naomi.
はい。ピーターはナオミより背が高いです。
ピーターはナオミより頭がいいです。
まあ、ピーターはナオミよりちょっと頭がいいです。
ずっと。
そうかもね。Maybe.
Let's try. Naomi-sensei はピーターより
優しいです。ね。Kind.
かな
So, 皆さん、what do you think?
Okay, that just about does it for today. But before we go, I think most people already know about the most powerful tool on JapanesePod101.com.
Line by line audio.
Now, this is really the perfect tool for rapidly improving listening comprehension.
By listening to lines of conversation again and again,
you then rapidly absorb it so you can see the phrases and you can listen to it again and again. By using this tool, you're going to improve listening comprehension and pronunciation that much faster.
You can try the line-by-line audio in the Premium Center.
That's going to do it for today.
じゃあまた。
こんにちは、天童さん。今日は昨日より元気そうですね。気分はどうですか？
はあ、山川先生、おかげさまで。昨日よりいいです。でも、ピラニアと犬が心配です。
はっはっはっはっは。旦那さんよりペットの方が心配ですか？
ペットは雷蔵さんより可愛いですから。
まあそうですね。
はっはっはっは。
天道さん、来週退院してもいいですよ。
本当ですか？ありがとうございます。あ、息子さんはどうですか？
おかげさまで前より元気ですよ。いやー情けない。